people pay good money to see this movie. When they go out to a theater, they want cold sodas, hot popcorn, and no monsters in the projection booth.
Everyone pretend podcasting isn't boring.
Turn it off.
No, 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 no world was cool. No, 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 no. Ah, voilà. J'ai trouvé la seule bande-annonce valable à regarder. Je vous la montre.
Il y a mon fils qui vous a reconnu et... Vous croyez que c'est possible de faire une photo avec lui?
On s'appelle et tabac force, mais en réalité, il faut que tu saches, on est tous... contre la cigarette. Fumer, c'est nul. Ça fait tousser.
Bonjour, les tabac force.
Bonjour, chef Didier.
Bonjour, chef Didier.
J'ai pris la décision de vous envoyer en retraite, quelques jours.
Une sorte de séminaire, j'imagine. C'est ça?
Vous pouvez appeler ça comme vous voulez.
Ok, d'accord, des vacances, quoi. C'est génial.
Profitez bien de ce séjour, reposez-vous, et surtout, je vous le répète, travaillez sur la cohésion du groupe.
J'ai attrapé un barracuda. Oh, le stress pour rien.
N'importe quoi.
J'en sais rien.
T'es pas sérieuse.
Faut que je le dise à la caméra, ça.
J'arrête pas de penser, c'est fabuleux, j'adore faire ça.
Ferme ta gueule.
C'est en étant soudés que vous pourrez sauver le monde.
Bon, allez, qu'on en finisse. On y va.
J'ai trouvé cette histoire très divertissante.
Welcome to the Projection Booth. I am your host, Mike White. On this episode, I am speaking with writer, director, cinematographer, editor Quentin Dupieux about his latest film, Smoking Causes Coughing. It's currently playing at film festivals and will be available for streaming in late March 2023. Please enjoy the interview.
Of course, I want to talk to you about Smoking Causes Coughing, but you had two movies that came out in 1 year. Can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances of having that and Incredible But True come out in the same year?
It's nothing crazy. It was just delayed because of the pandemic. So that's why. Basically, I shoot one movie every year. That's it. So it's, you know, like it was just delayed for... And also we, because Smoking Causes Coughing went to premiered in Cannes Festival, Gaumont, the distributor, decided to release it quickly after. So that's why the two movies were so close.
This might be a really stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where do some of your ideas come from?
You know what? I always get this question. Of course, it's not stupid. It's just... almost impossible to answer, because basically my writing process is very simple. I usually trust an idea when it comes from nowhere, which means usually when I'm thinking too much, I get nothing. You know, if I open my computer like, oh, let's find something incredible, I will never find something incredible. But then, you know, when something pops in my brain, I usually trust this feeling I get. Maybe because there's a bit of magic, you know, when you find something while you're not looking for it. You know, it's the magic of the brain, like, why do I get this idea? And I'm just walking my dog in the street. Why do I have this idea? What's happening in my brain? You know, this is fascinating to me. So the answer is, I don't know, probably from the subconscious. I think I have access, because I'm writing so much and because I'm like every year trying to find new stuff, maybe my brain is trained to find these ideas in my subconscious.
Well, that seems to make a lot of sense, especially with Smoking Causes Coughing, just the way that the narrative kind of flows along in a very interesting way, especially the way that stories are such a part of the story within the story itself.
Yes, this was the main idea when I started writing this movie. I wanted to explore different structures. So it became like a movie about storytelling. because at the very beginning, I was trying myself to tell a story in a different way. I think that's why it became a movie about storytelling.
How has your own filmmaking changed over the years? Because you've been doing this for, what, over 20 years now?
I'm getting more and more precise. If I see myself 10 years ago, I see that I was experimenting or trying with a bit of frustration every time. Like, you get an idea, but then when it's time to shoot it, I remember being frustrated many times by, oh, my idea was great, but I'm not really able to actually make it good on the film. And these days, since a few years now, I'm able to make an idea work on screen, which makes a big difference. Like, I'm less frustrated now. When I was younger, making smaller movies, it was always a bit like I was trying. These days, it feels like I'm not trying anymore. Like, I'm just doing my stuff with confidence.
How easy or difficult is it these days to find collaborators to work with you and to share that vision with you?
It became very easy. Since I got back to France, like 5 years ago, I moved back to Paris. And suddenly, I don't know why, maybe because my movies are getting more and more attention. But now it's, I don't want to say easy, because it's not easy to come up with a script and to find the actors. But yes, it's getting easier and easier to make these movies possible.
And then you still shoot all of your own stuff. You're your own cinematographer.
Yes, I do. Only because I've always did that. When I was young, very young, shooting my first short films, I was the guy operating the camera. And same goes with editing. I always edited my stuff. So it's, to me, it's part of the process. It's normal to me. I would hate to let someone do it for me.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that was, putting your team of superheroes together?
It's basically something I do in every movie. I like to connect people that are not used to work together. And I usually mix, like I will take a guy from a stand-up comedy show with someone who does only smart movies and another one who is actually doing only dumb sketches online. And that's how I build the team in every movie. So this time it was the same. I just wanted to build a team that you actually never saw on screen because, you know, these people, they know each other, they've seen each other in some events or whatever, but they never played together because they're not from the same movie vibes. And when you do that, basically, they're all in danger. Like, they come excited, they're happy to work with me, but their partner, their acting partner, create the danger in a way because they don't know each other. They have to find the tone and the pace together, which make them a little bit in danger.
From what I understand too, you used to actually score all of your own films. Are you still doing that or?
No, because like I know that, for example, the editing part, I know that I'm the best person to do that for my movies, for my own movies. The music, like my tool as a musician is too weak. Like I'm not good enough to make soundtrack. I'm not good enough to create emotion. I stopped doing this after the movie Wrong Cops, which was a movie about my music, actually. I'm doing so much by myself, like the writing. I'm shooting the movie and I'm also editing the movie. Making the music is too much, I think. At some point, I needed to invite some other talent to help me make a good score, the perfect score for my movies.
Are you still doing your music, though?
A little bit, yes. But as a, I don't want to say as a hobby, but almost.
Right. I know how it goes. Yeah. Now, can you tell me how to pronounce the name of your next film?
It's easy. Just the way it's written.
Dali?
Yes. It's inspired by Dali. And also, let's say it's a true homage to Dali and also Luis Buñuel. It has nothing to do with real events or whatever. It's purely, it's a movie. It's not like Dali's life.
I know so many filmmakers struggle when it comes to just even finding funding. Is that still a problem for you, or are you established enough that it's just, I'm sure nobody's backing up a dump truck to your house filled with money though.
No, but you know, like my movies are not so expensive. It's basically, again, when I get these amazing actors to play, suddenly it's easy to finance. That's as easy as that. Like I write a script, I find the main actors, and then it's financed almost, which is good, which is cool, because 10 years ago, it was actually harder and it was, we had to force, we had to insist. Nobody wanted to see these movies. I don't want to say that I'm established, but in my field, in this between 4 and 7 million euros, yes, I can do like almost what I want, which is amazing, which is freedom, and I'm loving it. And I know how to write these movies, you know, to make them fit this kind of budget.
Mr. Depute, thank you so much for your time. This was such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your films. I also appreciate them.
Thank you very much.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart.